What's up, everyone, and welcome back to Smart Talk. And today we got a fun game going on Thursday night. It is the Lions at the Packers, and I can't wait to watch this game. This game's going to be a very fun game to watch and enjoy. I think it'll be a close game. And like always, going to give you my prediction right off the bat. I got the Lions winning 27-20. I think it'll be a close game throughout. I think Lions just have a little bit more, better of an offense and all that, but I'll dive deeper into that. But for the year, for my predictions, I'm 27-21 on the year. I was 7-9 last week. It was not my best week picking games. But the good thing is I still have not missed a Thursday night football game yet. I got the Lions right in week one. I got the Eagles right week two, and then I got the 49ers right last week. So hopefully that trend can continue and I can pick up another one on Thursday night. But, you know, for the Lions, you know, stopping the run, the Packers run game is going to be very crucial for them. The Packers getting Aaron Jones back, that's going to be a big help for their run game, and especially setting up for Jordan Love and the passing game and being able to play off of that. It's, you know, play action is just it's the best friend of a young quarterback. It allows them to not have all the pressure on them. It allows for players to get open on the routes a little bit easier. And, you know, it doesn't allow for the pass rush to be an issue throughout the game when your run game's getting going and all that. So it helps, it just helps young quarterbacks develop and be able to grow and mature as they get older. And for the Lions, you know, I think, you know, just stopping the run game, that's what their main priority needs to do. They're letting up 3.2 yards per carry, which is fifth best in the NFL right now. And I say it all the time, but 4 yards per carry is the mark of, like, average. And it's kind of like the 200 in baseball, like batting average is 4 yards a carry. Is you're below, you're good. You're above, you need some work to do. And they are well below, and they're doing a really good job of stopping the run game. Last week against the Falcons, 2.2 yards per carry against what I think is going to be one of the best run teams in the NFL as the season progresses. And they were able to hold them to 2.2 yards a carry and stifle their offense. And that's what I want to see from Detroit in this game. Just stifle that run game. You know, trust your corners. I'm blanking on who their corners are. I don't know why I am. I'm blanking on. Let me see if I can look them up here. But last year they had an issue with, you know, the passing game and all of that. They went and spent some money. Obviously, C.J. Gardner-Johnson got injured. But, you know, they got Cameron Sutton. Brian Branch, who I liked a lot coming out of Alabama. They have some really solid pieces. Emmanuel Mosley, they have some solid pieces there to really, you know, match up well with this young receiving core of Green Bay. And you got a lot of veterans out there, too. You know, I know Brian Branch is a rookie, but Cameron Sutton's been in the NFL for a long time. Emmanuel Mosley's been in the NFL and played some big games. He's played against the Packers a lot. In his career, being in San Francisco in high-pressure situations. So he knows what to game plan against them and how to be very effective against them. And yeah, I just like I like the Lions' defense to really zone in, just, like, force Jordan Love to beat you. Force Jordan Love to beat you in this game. And you're going to – trying to think of the word here – and you're going to, I think, have a very successful night with that. Even if it does end up being a close game, you're going to have a very successful night. And, you know, for the Packers, you know, defense and going in the Lions offense here, the Lions offense, you know, the Packers defense gives up about 4.3 yards per carry this year. Under the LaFleur era, they've been really bad stopping the run. Obviously, that's most notably against the 49ers, where they've struggled tremendously stopping the run. And a very like run heavy offenses have been very detrimental to the LaFleur era of Green Bay, and you've always wanted to see them get better. Yeah, they have a really good pass rush. I think what they rank in pat or in sacks this year. Let me see here real quick. They rank, it should be up there because of they played the Bears. So they have what, nine sacks on the year, so they're, I want to say they're maybe just outside the top 10, maybe 12, 13th in the NFL in sacks. And, you know, yeah, they have a great pass rush, but great pass rush is not very indicative of a good run defense. And we've seen that with, you know, Pittsburgh for a couple of years. You know, like you have TJ Watt, but TJ Watt, you know, sometimes struggles against the very thick, very big Ravens offensive line, and they're a very run heavy approach before they got a new OC with Lamar. So, like, it's not always indicative. Yeah, you can have some star players, Rashawn Gary, Kenny Clark, great pass rushers. Kenny Clark's one of the best defensive tackles in the league, but it's a front unit that needs to be good at stopping the run. You can't just have one guy. Sometimes it can work. You know, one guy blowing up everything, but he's not going to be able to produce that every single play. And you need it consistently from multiple guys, and they just don't have that, and they haven't had that in the LaFleur era. And you know, for me, I think both passing games are very even, and that's kind of why I'm relying, you know, mostly on the talking a lot about this, you know, run game. And I think this game is going to really come down to who runs the ball better between the teams. LaFleur does a great job of drawing up easy passes and getting Jordan Love some easy completions, easy throws, getting him into a good rhythm of the game and all that. Jordan Love still needs to work on his deep accuracy. There's too many shots on the field that he just completely butchers and just overthrows somebody completely. And at some point, that's going to cost them a game. It may end up costing them a game tonight. And just like I think for me, the jury's still out. I want to see him. You know, he's played Atlanta. Atlanta did a really good job against him. He played New Orleans. New Orleans did a really good job against him until the fourth quarter, where after Derek Carr got injured, I think they just got gassed because there was a lot of three and outs for the Saints, and they just weren't able to really, I guess, take hold of that game. They got exhausted. And I think the Packers just took advantage of a very weak defense or a very tired defense in that game. And this week they play another very solid unit in Detroit. And I think it's going to be a good opportunity for LaFleur to maybe create some stuff with Jordan Love and be able to give him some easy completions. And we'll see if he's able to develop that deep ball at all. He puts that thing on a line. He has like no air under that ball. That thing just goes straight and completely misses everybody. Like, he has the arm talent. You just want to see him put a little bit more touch on it. That's why that was one of my biggest flaws with him at Utah State when I did his draft. A lot of it was just like, still a line drive here. I'm like, you can lob it up. You know, it's not too big of a deal there. And to lob it up in some instances, sometimes it's better to underthrow somebody and let them come back and get it versus just overthrowing them, because at some point, you're going to have to be able to make those throws. And for Jared Goff is a very good game manager. He has made very good decisions. He had the really bad mistake against Seattle in week two, costing the game. So, you know, he bounced back pretty solid against Atlanta, and you want to see him kind of continue to do that and he's getting more comfortable in this offense, and you're starting to see him, you know, I think really fit into his role and what his role is on this team and be the quarterback that they need him to be. And I think he's done a really good job at doing that. And, you know, that's why I kind of give the advantage to Detroit in the passing game and all that. I know, like I just said, I was talking about earlier, the Packers have a good pass rush. They have a good secondary. But the Lions, I think, have a more veteran quarterback who knows how to attack the defense. You know, he knows his role on the offense. He knows to just make the right read, make the right throw, just make good decisions. You're not here to win us the game, but you're here to help us move forward in that direction. And that's what Jared Goff is. He's a really good game manager. He's not going to tilt the needle, towards winning the game. He can definitely lose you the game, but he's not going to tilt you towards winning. He's going to help that process move forward in the game. And Jared Goff has been very good at doing that throughout his career with the Rams and now with the Lions. And I trust him just a little bit more to do that in this game. And yeah, that's going to kind of wrap it up here with it. It's a 10-minute podcast, Thursday night recaps. They don't usually take too long, and always wanted to do this recap for y'all and start doing these Thursday night previews to kind of give you a little bit of a shorter podcast and allow me to go a little bit more in depth with some of these games and all that. And I know I talked about last in the recap and stuff. I can't wait for the season to develop, and we're starting to see where these teams' weaknesses are and how these other teams can attack it. That's how you're going to get, better upset picks and all of that, and be able to kind of see how, some of these teams, I guess, handle themselves in certain situations and against certain schemes and opponents and all of that. And it's kind of hard. The first one of the season's always very hard when you're trying to, look at teams. You're trying to preview them. You're trying to guess like who's going to win this game because. What they had a bad first two games, and like the Bengals, and we haven't really seen their potential yet, and what they're really good at until week three, week four. That's not going to show up on the team statistics. That's not going to show up on how they play. It's going to take maybe to week six for that to happen. So, I'm always excited the early part of the year because it's just a new year. You get to see teams go up and down, like, oh, this team's the best passing offense, and all of a sudden they just even out, and then they end up becoming like the 12th best passing offense versus like a team that's really like gives up like Denver give up like what almost 300 yards or over 300 yards rushing last or it may have been 400. Let me see real quick. I am I don't know because I know Tua threw for 300. He didn't crack 400. So did they give up 400 yards rushing? 350 yards rushing. That's what it was. And oh man, it's like that's gonna hurt Denver. Now, if you look at Denver's, previous two games against the run, let me see here real quick. I'm gonna go in here to the Raiders game. I know I'm getting a little bit off track here at the end, but 2.1 against the Raiders, yards per carry. If you go to the Commanders. I think the Commanders didn't do as well. 5.3, they got a little bit of going, a little bit going there, in that game, especially at the end of that second quarter there. But for Denver, they could be one of those teams that had a really good first week, 2.2 yards a carry against the Raiders, and then last couple of weeks they haven't done so well. So it's always hard to try to pick that, but it's always fun to kind of see these teams grow and develop throughout the year and kind of see like this is what this team is this year. For the Bears, sometimes it's easy to tell early on what the team's going to be. But that's just me and giving my team a I don't even know what the word would be. Is it sigh? I don't know if it's sigh, but little comment there on my team, just being one of the worst teams in the NFL at the moment, or the worst team in the NFL at the moment. But yeah, this game should be a fun Thursday night game. It should be a very fun Thursday night game. It should be very entertaining. Thursday nights over the last this year and last year have been very fun. They've been very fun games. Even the Packers, the Vikings and Eagles, it was a blowout, and then the Vikings made it interesting at the end. Last week wasn't as fun. That was kind of a that's why I didn't cover it because I had a lot going on with work, but also it was one of those games I didn't want to go out of my way to cover because. It was just not a good game. It was not a good game to cover. It would not just be a fun game to really talk about in that sense. But this one should be a fun, close game and an exciting game on top of that. So I just want to say thank you all. Make sure to like, share, comment, and let me know how I can make it more enjoyable for y'all to listen to and for y'all to have a better listening experience with. And yeah, I will get the latest would be Saturday. But I should have time tonight to type up my predictions for week 4. That's Hurry Crazy. We're on week 4. On week 4, the NFL. So hopefully I can get out Friday. If not, it'll be up latest on Saturday, like it was last week. If I get kind of busy with work and all that, but if not, look for it sometime Friday or sometime tomorrow. Either it's going to be early tomorrow or sometime in the afternoon, like today's is, and then if not, it will be up, or it'll be up Saturday morning. So yeah, I appreciate, no, I can't speak. I appreciate y'all, and I will see y'all in the next episode. See ya.